Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman member by Avram Goldar, and today Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Beis, the 11th Perek Chelak. The Zichu Masechta Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three Dafs are going to focus on number one. The Pasuk says, Achra davar hazeh loshav Yerubim medarcha hara. After this matter, Yerubim did not turn back from his wicked way. Rav explains what this was after. After Shatavsu Kadosh Baruch Hu Yeravim Bevigdo, after Kadosh Baruch Hu seized Yeravim by his garment, Va'amar lo Chazor Becha, and said to him, turn back and repent. Va'ani Va'ata Uben Yishai Nital B'Gan Eden, and I, you, and David, the son of Yishai, will stroll together in Gan Eden. Yeravim asked, Mi Barosh, who will be at the head? HaKadosh Baruch Hu replied, Ben Yishai Barosh, the son of Yishai will be at the head. To this, Yeravim responded, Yihachi lo Be'ina, if so, I don't want it. Point number two, Rabbi Avoh used to lecture about the three kings who have no share in Olam Haba. Once, he fell deathly ill and committed to stop lecturing about them. When he recovered, he resumed explaining, Inu mi hadar bohud, da'ana hederbi, did they repent that I should repent? Ravashi once announced that they would begin the subject about our colleagues, the three kings, with no share in Olam Haba. Menashe appeared to him in a dream and challenged him if he knew from where to break bread after the bracha, and Ravashi said he didn't know. Menashe said, you didn't learn even this law and you call us your colleagues? Ravashi asked him to teach it to him and pledged to quote him in his lecture, and Menashe told him. Ravashi asked him, since you're so learned, why did you worship Avodah Zorah? Menashe replied, Yehavi Hasim, had you been there at that time, you would have lifted the bottom of your garment and run after me to worship with me. The next day, Ravashi said to the rabbis, Niftach b'Ravasa, we will begin the subject of our teachers, the three kings. And point number three, the Gemara discusses Achav, the second king with no share in Olam Haba. His name signifies Ach l'shamayim of l'avodah zorah. Woe to heaven and father to idolatry. The Pasuk says that Hanakel, the smallest of his misdeeds, was following Yeravim's path, teaching, Kal sha'asa Achav, kachamuro sha'asa Yeravim. The light sins which Achav committed were equal to the severe sins which Yeravim committed. Still, the wickedness of later kings is always referenced to Yeravim because he was Tchila Kalkala, the beginning of the corruption. There was not a single furrow in Eretz Yisrael which Achav did not erect an idol and bow to it. Rav Nachman says Achav was shakul, equal in his good and bad deeds, because when Akash Baruch asks who would entice Achav so he would fall at Ramos Gilad, the Pasuk says one said thus and another said thus, indicating the great difficulty of punishing him. Rav Yosef objected that the Pasuk says there was never anyone like Achav who sold himself to do what was evil in Hashem's eyes, and you say he was equal? Rather, Achav vatrim b'mamona haya. Achav was generous with his money, mitoch shehena talmei chachamim nechasov, and because he benefited talmei chachamim from his assets, kipru l'mechsa, half his sins were forgiven. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Pasuk says, Achra davar hazeh loshav Yerubim medarcha hara. After this matter, Yerubim did not turn back from his wicked way. Rabbi explains what this was after. Achri shatavsu Kadosh Baruch Hu Yeravim bevigdo, after Kadosh Baruch Hu seized Yeravim by his garment, va'amar lo chazor becha, and said to him, turn back and repent. Va'ani va'ata uben Yishai nital b'Gan Eden, and I, you, and David, the son of Yishai, will stroll together in Gan Eden. Yeravim asked, Mi Barosh, who will be at the head? HaKadosh Baruch Hu replied, Ben Yishai Barosh, the son of Yishai will be at the head. To this, Yeravim responded, Yihachi lo Be'ina, if so, I don't want it. Point number two, Rabbi Avoh used to lecture about the three kings who have no share in Olam Haba. Once, he fell deathly ill and committed to stop lecturing about them. When he recovered, he resumed explaining, Inu mi hadar bohud, da'ana hederbi, did they repent that I should repent? Ravashi once announced that they would begin the subject about our colleagues, the three kings, with no share in Olam Haba. Menashe appeared to him in a dream and challenged him if he knew from where to break bread after the bracha, and Ravashi said he didn't know. Menashe said, you didn't learn even this law and you call us your colleagues? Ravashi asked him to teach it to him and pledged to quote him in his lecture, and Menashe told him. Ravashi asked him, since you're so learned, why did you worship Avodah Zorah? Menashe replied, Yehavi Hasim, had you been there at that time, you would have lifted the bottom of your garment and run after me to worship with me. The next day, Ravashi said to the rabbis, Niftach b'Ravasa, we will begin the subject of our teachers, the three kings. And point number three, the Gemara discusses Achav, the second king with no share in Olam Haba. His name signifies Ach l'shamayim of L'Avodah Zorah. Woe to heaven and farther to idolatry. The pasuk says that Hanakel, the smallest of his misdeeds, was following Yerubim's path, teaching, Kol sha'asa Achav, kachamuro sha'asa Yerubim. The light sins which Achav committed were equal to the severe sins which Yerubim committed. Still, the wickedness of later kings is always referenced to Yerubim because he was Tchila Kalkala, the beginning of the corruption. There was not a single furrow in Eretz Yisrael which Achav did not erect an idol and bow to it. Rav Nachman says Achav was shakul, equal in his good and bad deeds, because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks who would entice Achav so he would fall at Ramos Gilad, the pasuk says one said thus and another said thus, indicating the great difficulty of punishing him. Rav Yosef objected that the pasuk says there was never anyone like Achav who sold himself to do what was evil in Hashem's eyes, and you say he was equal? Rather, Achav vatrim b'mamona haya. Achav was generous with his money, mitoch shehena talmei chachamim nechasov, and because he benefited talmei chachamim from his assets, kipru l'mechsa, half his sins were forgiven. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Kuf Beis, and our standard Siman is a cave. A cave. So here goes. The king standing outside the cave, who refused to walk down a garden path unless he went first, almost got knocked over by another king running into the cave with the bottom of his garment lifted to worship Avodah Zarah, while another king was busy erecting idols in every furrow and bowing down to them. Once again, slow motion. The king standing outside the cave, that must be enough. Kuf Beis. The king standing outside the cave who refused to walk down a garden path unless he went first, which reminds us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu urged Yerubim to do teshuvah and walk together with him and David in Gan Eden. Yerubim asked, Mi Barosh, who will be at the head? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu replied, Ben Yishai Barosh, the son of Yishai will be at the head. To this, Yerubim responded, Ihachi will be Ina. If so, I do not want it. So the king standing outside the cave who refused to walk down a garden path unless he went first almost got knocked over by another king running into the cave with the bottom of his garment lifted up to worship Avodah Zarah, which reminds us in a dream, Menashe described to Ravashi the powerful desire for Avodah Zarah at that time. Ravashi asked him, since you're so learned, why do you worship idols? Menashe replied, Ihavas Hasme, had you been there at that time, you would have lifted the bottom of your garment and run after me to worship with me. So the king standing outside the cave who refused to walk down a garden path unless he went first almost got knocked over by another king running into the cave with the bottom of his garment lifted up to worship Avodah Zarah, while another king was busy erecting idols in every furrow and bowing down to them. Which reminds us, the Gemara relates about Achav's wickedness and why it was difficult to punish him. The Gemara says there was not a single furrow in Eretz Yisrael upon which Achav did not erect an idol and bow to it. So once again, the king standing outside the cave who refused to walk down a garden path unless he went first almost got knocked over by another king running into the cave with the bottom of his garment lifted up to worship Avodah Zarah, while another king was busy erecting idols in every furrow and bowing down to them. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Daf Tzadiches. So the Simur Daf Tzadiches relates to schok, and we use a clown. So here goes. At the Mashiach, clown act. That must be on Daf Tzadiches. Schok, clown. At the Mashiach clown act, which featured one clown excitedly running through the Hayom door to help a Metzora clown undo a bandage, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that the Mashiach told Rabbi Shuben Levi that he was coming Hayom, today. Rabbi Shua thought the Mashiach lied to him since he was coming today, and he did not. Eliyahu explained that he meant Hayom im bekolo tishma'u, today, if you heed his voice. So at the Mashiach clown act, which featured one clown excitedly running through the Hayom door to help a Metzora clown undo a bandage, while another refused to enter and covered his eyes in fear of Chevrei Mashiach, which reminds us, Ula said, Yesiv Alech Mineh, let Mashiach come, but I should not see him. Rabbi said the same, but Rav Yosef said, let him come, and I should merit to sit even in the shadow of his donkey's dung. Abai asked Rabbi why he did not want to see Mashiach. If it's because of Chevrei Mashiach, the suffering preceding the arrival of Mashiach, but the Talmidim Rabbi Elazar asked him, Mayasa Adam Yenatzel Mechevrei Mashiach, what should a person do to be saved from the suffering before Mashiach? And he responded, Yasuk B'Torah Gmilas HaSodim, he should involve himself in studying Torah and in acts of kindness. So at the Mashiach clown act, which featured one clown excitedly running through the Hayom door to help a Metzora clown undo a bandage, while another refused to enter and covered his eyes in fear of Chevrei Mashiach, a third clown walked on stage scared of being attacked by 400 men, Shema Yigro Machet, which reminds us, two sources provide for the principle of Shema Yigro Machet, of chet taking away what a person already earned. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi asked that although HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov, behold, I'm with you and will guard you wherever you go, yet when Yaakov heard that Esau was marching towards him with an army, the pasuk says, V'yira Yaakov ma'od v'yetzuo, and Yaakov was greatly afraid and it distressed him. The reason is, Shaya Misyara Shem Yigro Machet, that he was afraid that perhaps a sin may cause him to lose the protection HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him. Daf Tzadi Tes. So the Simmer Daf Tzadi Tes is a cheetah. So here goes. At the cheetah park, cheetah, that must wear a Daf Tzadi Tes. At the cheetah park where a cheetah lay down next to the lamb in the Yomas Mashiach exhibit that was right next to the closed Olam Haba exhibit no one had yet seen, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol Nevim Kulan, when he's Nabu El Yomas Mashiach, all the Nevim only prophesies about the days of Mashiach, of Olam Haba, Ein Lo Ras El Kim Zulascha, but regarding the world to come, no eye has seen, Hashem, except yours, Yas Mochakolo, that which he will do for one who awaits him. This disagrees with Shmuel, who said, Ein Ben Olam Hazel Yomas Mashiach, El Shibud Malkis Bolvad. There's no difference between this world and the days of Mashiach, except for independence from subjugation by foreign governments. So at the cheetah park, where a cheetah lay down next to the lamb in the Yomas Mashiach exhibit that was right next to the closed Olam Haba exhibit no one had yet seen and prohibited to people who say Ein Torah Mina Shamayim, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Tzadi Amarav taught that one who says Ein Torah Mina Shamayim, the Torah is not transmitted from Shamayim, has no share in Olam Haba. This is included under Kidvar Hashem Baza. He has despised the word of Hashem about which it says Hakares Tikares, that soul shall be completely cut off, meaning both from this world and Olam Haba. This includes even one who concedes to the entire Torah's veracity, except for a single pasuk, an extra or missing letter, or Kavachomer or Gezer Shava, Kidvar Hashem Bazal includes other people as well. So at the cheetah park where a cheetah lay down next to the lamb in the Yomas Mashiach exhibit that was right next to the closed Olam Haba exhibit no one had yet seen and prohibited to people who say Ein Torah Mina Shamayim, a farmer wearing cheetah patterned overalls who planted but didn't harvest was schmoozing with the yeshiva bacher who learned but didn't review, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon Karcha says, whoever learns Torah but does not review it, domel adam shezorea beino kotzer, is similar to a person who plants but does not harvest. Rabbi Yeshua says, whoever learns Torah and forgets it is like a woman who gives birth and then buries her child. Mikiva said, zamer b'chol yom, sing every day. Sing every day, meaning review constantly, even if it's familiar to you, like a song. Daf kuf, so the simon daf kuf is a kof. A monkey. So here goes. In the monkey cage, monkey. That must be a daf kuf, kof, monkey. In the monkey cage where a talking monkey called Apikoros said, those rabbis, while pointing a banana at rabbis looking in, which reminds us, the Gemara brings numerous opinions as to what constitutes an Apikoros. One being using the expression, hani rabbanan, those rabbis. So in the monkey cage where a talking monkey called Epicurus said, those rabbis, while pointing a banana at rabbis looking in, and a well-behaved monkey stored its reward bananas in a globe labeled 310 worlds, which reminds us, Reb Dimi said, Hashem is destined to give every tzaddik reward as much as his handful. Abai wondered how a person can receive Hashem's handful reward, since a pasuk describes the entire world as being the span of Hashem's hand. Rav Dimi responded that Rava Bar Mari taught that Kosh Baruch Hu is destined to give every tzaddik 310 worlds based on the pasuk Ha'anchil Ohove Yesh, to grant those who love me substance. Yesh has a gematria of 310. Thus, tzaddikim will have ample space to receive a Kosh Baruch Hu's immense reward. So in the monkey cage where a talking monkey called Apikoros said, those rabbis, while pointing a banana at rabbis looking in, and a well-behaved monkey stored its reward bananas in a globe labeled 310 worlds, the zookeeper came in to snatch the Sefer Ben Sira that another monkey was reading, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Rekiva says, one who reads Sfarim Chitzonim, external books, has no share in Olam Haba. This means Sifrei Minim, books of heretics. Rabbi Yosef says that Sefer Ben Sira is also forbidden to read, or she explains that it includes worthless material which causes Bittul Torah. The Gemara identifies objectionable statements in Ben Sira, describing a thin-bearded man as very wise, a thick-bearded man as a fool, and a man with a part in his beard, who constantly strokes his beard, as exceedingly clever. Daf Kuf Alf. So the Simon Daf Kuf Alf is a bird caller going, caw, caw. So here goes. The bird caller is weeping and going, caw, caw. Bird caller is going, caw, caw. That must be a Daf Kuf Alf. The bird caller is weeping and going, caw, caw, as they saw their great bird caller teacher suffering, were shocked to see one student smiling, which reminds the Gemara relates Rabbi Akiva's happiness upon witnessing Rabbi Eliezer's suffering. He said, for as long as they saw our Rebbe's extraordinary success, that none of his proudest becomes ruined in any way, I said, Shema Chas V'Shalom Kibo Rebbe Olamo. Perhaps, heaven forbid, our Rebbe has already received his world, meaning his char. Now that I see him in pain, I'm happy because I know his reward awaits him in Olam Haba. So the bird callers weeping and going, caw, caw, as they saw their great bird caller teacher suffering, were shocked to see one student smiling and proclaiming Chavivin Yesurin, pointing to a portrait of a chained king of bird callers doing tshuva, which reminds us Rabbi Akiva said Chavivin Yesurin, suffering is precious, and brought us proof that it was only suffering that caused Menashe to do tshuva. So the bird callers weeping and going, caw, caw, as they saw their great bird caller teacher suffering, were shocked to see one student smiling and proclaiming Chavivin Yesurin, pointing to a portrait of a chained king of bird callers doing tshuva, and ignored the arrogant bird caller salesman outside who just fashioned two giant golden bird callers outside his shop, which reminds the Gemara discusses the gases of Ruach, the arrogance of Yeravam, which caused him to be banished from the world. He was afraid that when Yisrael would come to Yerushalayim on the Regalim, King Rehoboam would sit in the Azara, and he would be forced to stand, since only Malki Yehuda could sit, demonstrating that he was not a true king, and the 10 tribes would abandon him. This led him to erect 2 golden calves so people would stop going to Yerushalayim. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which definitely went about Achav's rishos, and that he erected idols in every furrow and bowed down to them? That's on Daf Kuf Beis. Good. Number 2. Which of the one source of the concept of Shema Yigrom HaChet is Yaakov Avinu fearful of Esav and his men, despite HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying he would be with him? That's on Daf Tzadiches. Good. Number 3. Which definitely we discussed why Rabbi Kiva was smiling when he saw his Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer, suffering? That's on Daf Kufav. Good. Number 4. Which of the one, the one who learns but does not do review is like one who plants but does not reap? That's on Daf Study test. Good. Number 5. Which of the one that in a dream Menashe described to Ravashi the powerful desire for Avodah Zorah during his time? That's on Daf Kuf Beis. Good. Number 6. Which of the one, the generation in which Mashiach comes while the face of the dog and the elders will stand before the miners? That's on Daf Tzadi Zayin. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn that the Nevi'im prophesized about Yom HaMashiach, but Olam Haba, no eye has seen? That's on Daf Tzadi Tes. Good. Number 8. Which of the one that Tzadikim will be able to receive their vast reward as they'll be given 310 worlds? That's on Daf Kuf. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn that HaKadosh Baruch Hu urged Yeravam to do Teshuvah and walk together with him and David HaMelech in Gan Eden? That's on Daf Kuf Beis. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we the incident where Mashiach told Rabbi Shuben Levi that he was coming Hayom? That's on Daf Tzadiches. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.